Let's get it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's Lambo 4, man. We in the building. Ooh. I'm talking about when I had Rolex dreams. Came from the bottom, do you know what that mean? I lost it all, my sister turned to a fiend. I got it all with a Rolex dream. Came from the bottom, sister turned to a fiend. I lost it all with a Rolex dream. Came from the bottom, do you know what that mean? Came from the bottom, look, many nights I had to face it. I don't know how I'ma make it back to back on your block. I probably left a hard racing.
Hello, 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 everybody. You already know who it is. It is Verrick the GOAT, aka the GOAT Talks. Look, check it out. I hope y'all enjoyed that little freestyle at the beginning. That was my homeboy Lambo Foe from Moreno Valley, Murder Valley, representing where he coming from. So y'all go on ahead and go check out his Instagram. It is Lambo Foe. It is L-A-M-B-O 4. E, not an F, it's 4E. So understand that type of shit. I'll go ahead, when I post this episode, I'll make sure to put the little at in the description so you have a better visual on what it is. But all due respect, ring-a-ding-ding, let's go on ahead and get to the shits. All right, y'all ready for this? Today's topic, we talking about Orlando Brown. And his apparent accusations of him sitting there talking about the concept of Will Smith and Michael Jackson doing some very absurd things. Wow. I mean, we're really not going to go into full aspect. No, what am I saying? I'm lying. Of course we're going to go into full aspect. We're going to talk all about it. We're going to dig so deep into the in the gunk. We're going to be swallowing it. Anyways. So apparently, Orlando Brown is giving the accusation of saying that Will Smith and Michael Jackson partook in sexual behavior with thus Orlando Brown. So, what do you guys think? I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't think it happened. Because, first of all, Orlando Brown is already said a lot of off the wall stuff. I mean, a lot of off the wall stuff. I'm talking about, like, he said some stuff like, there was a song he made on YouTube. I remember seeing it. It was Raven Simone. There's something about Raven Simone. I don't really know off the bat, but I know this man was, he was on some stuff. A lot of people were telling me that he was on heroin or crack or all of it. I mean, we obviously don't know what he was on, but I mean, shit. I mean, this man sure as heck is on something. Because how are you gonna get mad at a man that's dead already? You said when you see him walking around all the time, how are you seeing him? Is he a ghost? You seeing ghosts now? You a Ghostbuster now, Mr. Orlando? Orlando Ghostbuster, huh? Orlando Ghostbuster. Oh, Lord, help me, please. Oh, man, this is sad. It's very sad. Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. It'll mess with you bad. Especially the stuff that Orlando Brown is on. Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait to hear the responses that anybody has to say about this. I mean, I know Michael Jackson can't. I mean, obviously, because, well, he passed. R.I.P., the king of pop, you know. But Will Smith, oh, so just might respond. I mean, he did respond to Jordan Lucas's new song that Jordan Lucas put out. And if y'all do not know who Jordan Lucas is, please, please take the time to dig deep. If you don't know how to spell Joyner, and you guys really don't know how to spell it, it's J-O-Y-N-E-R. If you don't know how to spell Lucas, I mean, to be honest, I'm not going to spell it for you because this isn't a spelling bee. But you could go on ahead and take a look at, well, Google. I mean, as soon as you type Joy, it's going to suggest it, obviously. That's how big this man is. But look, he made a song dedicating directly to Will Smith, right? So Will Smith, he responded to that. So, I mean, honestly speaking, I think he might just respond to what Orlando's got to say. But then again, part of me thinks, nah, I don't think so. Because he's so, what's the word? He's so, to himself, Will is. Like, he ain't one of those people to get into drama much. You know, he's not one of those meet people to go out and go clout chase and start issues. You know, he ain't one of those people. But I can tell you one thing. There are, well, Orlando is one of those people. I mean, we all know Orlando's crazy ass is one of those people. But are we going to sit here and act like it ain't true? I mean, to be real, if it was up to me, I would have been going to... I mean, if they really did that stuff to you, Orlando. If they really did that stuff to you. I wish I could have you on this podcast. I know I ain't shit. No, I'm just playing. But look, I wish I could have you on this podcast. Because I really want to hear your story. I want to hear your side. I want you to put me in the room when the shit went down. Like, if you could have me chilled to my core, then, I mean, I could believe you. But see, not a lot of people are going to believe you because of your rap sheet, Mr. Brown. Got to understand that your rap sheet ain't too well, Mr. Brown. You got to have a better rap sheet than the one that you got. Because when you're so, so, so busy doing the same reckless stuff. I'll be honest with you. You were a very good artist. You were a good actor, too. But you were more of a artist. Meaning, like, I've seen your music. I listen to your hip-hop. I listen to all your stuff. I've heard it all. And, you know, to be honest, if you would have just sober up and pursue your music career, you would be amazing. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you'd be amazing. You know, behind every person who has an addiction is a heart of gold. You never know. Okay, I don't down people with addictions. I mean, I could open up to you fully about my lifestyle. I mean, I never had an addiction, but I know someone who has. But knowing that someone has had that addiction before, I know what they are after. Because I've seen it. I've seen some people have changed, some people haven't. Now the people that have changed, those are really good people. I mean, regardless, everyone's a good person. Somebody just has bad intentions. Some people just have bad intentions. Now, Orlando, I know you are hurting. I know you're hurting because your career went down the tubes and everything. You know, career went down the tubes because you started messing with that bad stuff. I believe if you stop that and you let it go, you probably wouldn't be so radiant. I mean, and to be honest, you're getting attention from the wrong direction. You're getting attention the wrong way. People are thinking you're obviously a Looney Tune. People are saying you need help because of your prior way that you have presented yourself. You've presented yourself as a drug addict. You've presented yourself as a person who doesn't really give a shit and has no morality. So if honestly you present yourself as that, what do you think other people are going to see you as? And I'll be honest with you, in the entertaining business, the one thing you have to do is always keep your fans engaged. But see, you were a child. You were a children's star. I remember watching you all the time on That's So Raven, bro. You know, you were the funniest dude. I'm sorry, I almost teared up. But I look at you now like, man, what happened to this dude? What really happened to this dude? You know, what happened? I feel like a lot of Disney stars have gone off the books like that, done some craziness, and came out of whack. But you know, oh man, honestly, is it going to stay that way? Or y'all going to keep running off the books like that? I mean, Orlando is over here acting out of pocket. Yeah, I heard Jamie Lynn Spears had some problems at one point. I used to watch Zoe 101 all the time. And I also heard that, you know, some other child star had problems. I just didn't remember what his or her name was. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but when I do, I'll bring it up in the next episode. But man, today's topic about Orlando Bloom. I mean, Brown. See? Bloom. Not Bloom. But hey, Orlando Bloom is actually a really good actor. But I haven't seen any movies from him lately. The last few I've seen was like Pirates of the Caribbean. I haven't seen him in anything else. Did he get blackballed? That's going to have to be a topic for something else. But hey, be honest with y'all. You know what? This is my first episode. I want to make almost every episode maybe 10 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, so that everybody gets like a small little bite taste, you know, because I know some of you guys are at lunch, some of you guys are at work, and I know some of these nurses are probably over here at the hospitals, and they're also working on it, but look, and listening, they working and listening. You know what, I love y'all, I want to hear from y'all, I want to know what y'all have to think about this podcast and how we talked on the concept of Orlando Brown and a few others. And you know, I want you to let me know. DM me if you have to. Message me on Instagram. Message me on Facebook. It doesn't matter. I am open to receive messages from all of you. I'm not like all these other people that just will leave you on read. It's okay. I'll answer you. But check it. This has been the Goat Talks. And I am Slime Too Sleek, also known as Varick Entertainment, also known as Varick the Artist, coming in lickety split and killing the game like it ain't shit. You already know. Make sure you guys follow. I love y'all. Peace.